Lucy, mamma mia, ricordo.
Okay, change your levels.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, sound. I was that one before, alright.
Yeah, sound me, sounds understood. Yeah. Ready. This is a mix up.
I've got an Ashley Young on the line here for you.
Okay. Is it A-S-H-L-E-Y? Yeah.
That's the one, yeah. Why are you
NG? Yeah, that's the one. Hopper for me.
PP's attacked. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you. Hi, so is that Ashley?
Hello, I'm Stephen.
Hi, Ashley. You've been passed through today here and I'm illegal. I'm part of the Everton Scotland team. My job is to basically just go through a bit of the background with you, find out how you were affected by the care settings that you were part of, and gather relevant information, and then we basically get to the back to the team. They would then have a little look through and cross-reference a few details and then make a decision basically if they're going to accept or not. And then we basically go from there. Now, in order for me to do that, I do need to ask you a number of questions. It's only about 10 questions. It won't take too long. Some of the questions will be quite sensitive and a little bit subjectful. Please do try and get through them the best you can. If you do need to take a break or you need to call you back, then please do just let me know, okay? Okay, cool. So, first and foremost, Ashley, have you ever been known by any other names at all? Have you been married or have you had any different government names?
No.
Perfect. No. Do you currently suffer or have you suffered from anxiety, depression or PTSD?
Yep.
You have? Okay.
No.
And it's not?
No.
Okay.
Addiction, anxiety, depression, chronic post-traumatic stress disorder.
And are you with anyone for any of these? You and the or GP or medical health team, anything like that? You have that. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Again, there's sensitive subject, but do need to know. Have you or do you currently have any alcohol and or substance abuse issues?
No, anymore. I'm clean for 4 years.
Okay. Well done. Do you mind if I ask what it was that you addicted to?
My trauma for essential skills was not end up as a severe addiction to the world, that's the pain. Do you name it? I've done it.
Okay. No, that's no worries at all. Okay. Do you have a attempt at suicide?
Yep.
Okay, and have you been hospitalised for that?
Yeah, it was just a little bit.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and obviously, we need your permission to write to these authorities that you were part of. Are you happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. And when we get your records, Ashley, some of the records obviously will have information that you're aware of. Some of them will have information in that you're not aware of. Some will have victims that you've completely forgotten about.
Some of them are just that much trauma in their life that perhaps it was just put to one side and it's only just looks up on the net.
Yeah.
Thank you, it's about clean, and it's like, I really love this, I love to listen to people telling their stories, and then I'll get, that happened to me, I done that.
Okay, cool. Well, we will have the records if you do want to look at them, or you want to obtain them yourself, you're more than welcome to. If you want to decide further down the line, then you can do that also, you're pressured to look at them, but we will have that information if you want it, okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so, Ashley, would you prefer for a female or male to speak to, or are you not, folks?
No, I'm alright. Help me sort of just come up with my hair, so it haunts me, but I cannot come up with my hair.
Okay, so, And is the best time to call morning, afternoon or evening?
Preferably the morning between 8 and 1 because the rain's at the afternoon.
Okay, yeah. That's perfect. Okay, so that's the end of the questions for one day for the moment. Just in regards to your institutions and persons, how about you with your foster parents, at Sanity, Woodside, Tetris, 1995 to 1996, and then you were in Good Shepherd Centre in Greenock Road, 1996 to 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you know what local authority that was under, so what council that was under at all?
Falkirk, it was a bean drop for the show.
Okay, that's fantastic. And your GP, please,
Karen Medical.
Karen Medical, was that, sorry?
Yeah.
K-A-R-E-N.
No, C-A-R-R-O-N.
At Karen, C-A-R-E-N. Medical. Practice. So T-A-R-R-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, C-Squimica. C-A-R-R-O-N. Karen.
O-K-O-N. In Falkirk.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got the one run out of the
spot. No, I can't even say it either. So
okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. And then that's just the name that you may have attended.
K-4-5.
K-4.
Yeah, I said these messages, parents, I think they need more. Well, we tried to fix messages, we couldn't fix messages. So I didn't know how long I ended up where I was, I ended up going to care, getting abused in there, losing the community care, didn't know what to do, didn't know who to speak to, you were going out with me, kids, so far then.
Yeah, it does.
But it wasn't just the care setting, it was like, it patched up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's safe to say that there's multiple bodies and organisations that have let people down. Overlooked what happened. And to be fair, although, you know, this is happening and people are being compensated, it's still, you know, the rest of the killers are trying not to stop it from happening.
No, absolutely not.
So hopefully by doing this, the Scottish Government will do something about doing another government scholarship, but don't hold your breath because we all know what they're like. Okay, well, that's everything I've got. Just before you go, I just need to run through a bit of compliance with you, just so we've got it on the call and you're aware of your options. It's just in regards to your fees. Now, you can go to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need to use any solicitor, you don't need to use us. And you can submit the claim yourself. However, you will need to go and do the back work.
Are you not just going to do it for me?
Yeah, well, we can do that. I just need to... you can use another solicitor if you want. They will charge £2,000. They will receive £2,000 from the Scottish redress, whether you win or lose your case. So they get paid regardless if they haven't really got your best interest at heart. We only charge 20%, and that is capped at 20%. And the only time that you pay the 20% is if your case is successful. So if you don't win, you don't pay. You don't pay the fee. And lastly, you agreed to your CFA, your conditional fee agreements with us. I had a 14-day cancellation period. Because of the information that I told you today, refreshed over everything, you can restart that 14-day cancellation period, or you can waive that with us now, and I'll get the ball rolling. draw them and I'll hand for you.
No, just yeah.
Yeah, just crack on. Okay. Okay, Ashley. Well, thank you very much for everything that you've discussed with me today. I'll go away and do the back work for you now, and we'll be in touch within the next 4 to 5 weeks. Just to give you a little update and let you know where we're up to and if you need any more information from you. And in the meantime, you have got my contact number, 0161 on the dial phone from now. If you do need to get in touch for any reason, even if it's just a little chat with any of us, then please do give us a call. We'd love to be here to help. But other than that, I will speak to you soon and please do take care.
That's fine.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.